And now joining us is USC head coach Michael Cooper. Coach, if you'd start with an opening statement, please.
It's that time of the year. It's been a very difficult season for us, some ups and downs. Injuries have hurt us a little bit. But, again, we had two good wins on the road in Arizona this week, and we're ready for the Pac-12 conference to start.
Now we'll open it up for questions.
Your first question comes from Tammy Blackburn with Pac-12.
Hi, Coop.
Good morning, Tammy.
Hey, we talked a little bit a couple weeks ago at UCLA in the press conference afterwards just about needing another player to step up. And who in your mind is ready to make that step up, especially in tournament time when the slate is wiped clean?
Well, I think our lone senior, Christina Marinacci, she had a great game in Arizona. I think she was like 16 points, 18 rebounds. Came back against Arizona State with some points and just her energy. So I think if anyone's going to step up, it'll have to be her. But I think we have to play well as a team. Tammy, we've talked about our depth. I think we're pretty good. We can go 7-8 deep, although we're young. But still, we need players just playing consistently. We need 40 minutes of great effort for the five that are out there on the floor.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Elliot Allman with the San Jose Mercury News.
Hi, thanks. Michael, if you were to predict one surprise out of the tournament, what would it be?
Good question. USC making it to the finals and playing whoever. I think we have the ability to be the Cinderella team. Obviously, we haven't played our kind of basketball throughout the Pac-12. We started out well, and then we had a slip. But, you know, sometimes it's how you finish that people remember the most. So, you know, if anything were to happen, I think we could be the surprise team if we come out and play the kind of basketball I feel that we can play.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Ann Marie Anderson with Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach.
Good morning, Ann.
What is there in your background or history, either as a player or coach, that you can use to kind of inspire your team and get the message across that anything can happen in March?
Well, I think the understanding that this is a special time of the year, and a lot of our players are quite well aware of that, but again, a lot of our kids haven't experienced that, and especially our freshmen. So if I have anything to give to them, it's just to not get overexcited, just to calm down and play the kind of basketball. I mean, we're going into a great atmosphere, you know. Seattle's a great place for women's basketball. The attendance should be well received. People should come out and support that. And I think, again, it's a hostile environment for us as far as us being the visiting team coming in there. And I think we just have to keep our composure and come out and just play the game. You know, we're going to take it increments at a time. The first 5 minutes, let's win that. The second five, and so on. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing that I can give to our team. I think we'll be ready.
Coach, that's all the questions we have for you this morning. Thanks for joining us, and good luck in Seattle.
Thank you.